The Dancer of the Opera and Her Tutu. Once upon a time, in a grand opera house with golden walls and red velvet curtains, there was a little ballerina named Alice. She always wore a sparkling tutu that gracefully twirled with every movement. One day, as Alice rehearsed her ballet for the evening's grand performance, she noticed that her favorite tutu was missing. "Oh no! Where is my tutu?" she exclaimed. Alice searched everywhere, under the opera house seats, behind the curtains, in the dressing rooms, but her tutu remained nowhere to be found. That's when she met Mr. Leon, the opera house caretaker. "Mr. Leon," she said in a trembling voice, "have you seen my tutu?" Mr. Leon shook his head. "No, Alice," he replied, his large, round eyes squinting. "But don't worry, we'll find it." They decided to seek help from Mrs. Augustine, the opera house musician. "Mrs. Augustine," Alice asked, approaching the grand, shiny black piano, "have you seen my tutu?" Mrs. Augustine shook her long black hair and said, "No, Alice, I haven't seen your tutu, but I heard a strange noise coming from backstage earlier." Intrigued, Alice and Mr. Leon headed towards the backstage area. There, they saw a round, pink shape moving slightly. It was Alice's tutu. But to their great surprise, they discovered it was Mr. Cat, the opera house cat who had fallen asleep inside. "Mr. Cat," Alice exclaimed, laughing, "you mistook my tutu for a cozy bed." Mr. Cat opened one eye, then the other, and meowed in confusion. He lazily got up and stepped out of the tutu. "I'm sorry, Alice," he said, lowering his head. "It was so comfortable I couldn't resist." Alice laughed even louder and took her tutu. She curtsied to Mr. Leon, Mrs. Augustine, and Mr. Cat before running onto the stage to rehearse her ballet. And that evening, amidst the applause of the audience, Alice danced like never before in her sparkling tutu. Since that day, whenever someone loses something at the opera house, they always ask Mr. Cat if he hasn't taken it for his nap. And that's how our story, full of laughter and dance in the grand golden opera house, comes to an end.